An historic Phoenix building will have its grand reopening tomorrow in a new form. The Phoenix Indian School Visitor Center, housed in the former Phoenix Indian School, will include an event room, classroom, and exhibit space, among other amenities. With me to talk about the project of rehabbing the building and its uses going forward is Patty Tolahungva. She's the Community Development Manager for the Phoenix Indian School Visitor Center project. She's also a former student at the Phoenix Indian School. And Patty, what was the vision for what you wanted this building to become?
The students at the Phoenix Indian School helped build this particular building in the 1930s, and its first purpose was as the elementary school. And then through the years, it was turned over to their programs and projects. And at the end of the school's life in 1990, the building was being used by the music programs. So the school closed in 1990, and the city renovated and turned the site into a park. And they did not do anything except clean up the exterior of that building. It is on the National Register of Historic Places, but it's not been used since the school closed in 1990. So when Native American Connections and the Phoenix Indian Center came together to propose to the city to renovate the building, one of the first things we held was a charrette to get ideas from community members and also alumni as to the use and purpose of the space. And from that those meetings, we came up with the floor plan. And the idea was always creating some kind of community space that would bring back American Indians to this site, because historically it was open for 99 years, and at any given point in time, you had family members attending Phoenix Indian, or PI as it was known. It was always a gathering point for the greater Indian community in Arizona and even outside of Arizona. So the idea of bringing those people back to the site and using it in ways that benefit the people, but not just Native Americans, all Arizonans. So that became the purpose and use of the space.
When you spoke with alumni of the school and maybe some of the folks who'd worked there, what did they tell you about what they would like to see with that building and in that building?
Well, they told us first and foremost, the story of the school needs to be taught. It needs to be shared with the greater community. So we created a gallery space to do just that. And a lot of people don't even realize that when the school was established in 1891, it was actually a reservation because it was held in trust by the Department of Interior for the education of Indian kids. And it went from Central Avenue all the way up to 16th Street.
It seems as though this building and sort of the entire concept, frankly, of Indian schools has sort of a mixed legacy. I would imagine that for a lot of the students who were there, there were probably aspects of it that they enjoyed, but at the same time, they were very far away from their families. They were there in many, if not all cases, against their will, or at least against their family's will, perhaps. Did you hear from people that, I don't know, maybe, for example, happy events shouldn't be held there because it was a place that for a lot of people was not a happy place? Or what was the reaction from people as far as sort of the legacy of what happened in that building and on that space?
Yes. Well, one of the first things we did when we were starting this project was we went to tribes and we went to the Intertribal Council of Arizona, and we asked them for support letters, and we told them what we wanted to do. We did that for exactly what you just said. We wanted to make sure that people were okay with us renovating the space and turning it into something that the public could use. No one raised objections. Everyone said, it's about time. We need to bring a Native presence back to that site, and we need to open up that building and create some space that's useful. The other thing to keep in mind is that everything evolves. So what the school was like in 1891 when it opened, just imagine coming to school and being told everything about you is wrong. Your hairstyle is wrong. Your clothing is wrong. Your language is wrong. Your culture and your religion are all wrong. So we're going to change you and make you better. And that was basically the attitude. And not only that, you're being taken from your family and placed in a boarding school. I wonder how many people today could stand that, could survive that. But the spirit of these young kids, you know, they survived. Not all of them, but a good majority of them survived. Now, things changed. It went from a very strict military boarding school model to eventually, for example, the uniforms went away. And even though the children were told, do not speak your native language, they still spoke it, but underground.
Is there a sense, do you think, that by rehabbing this building and sort of reclaiming it, in a sense, for what its original purpose was, at least in part, is there a sort of a sense of pride maybe in Native communities that, you know, you're bringing, you'll have an exhibit hall in there to learn about the history of that particular space, but also you're taking something that in some ways wasn't always fantastic and turning it into something that could be pretty fantastic?
Absolutely. I have had alumni calling me and saying, okay, what are we doing this year? They're excited. And not just former students, but also teachers, you know, people, faculty who work there. So they're excited.
All right. Patty, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Patty Tolahungva is Community Development Manager for the Phoenix Indian School Visitor Center Project and a former student at the Phoenix Indian School. The center's grand opening will be held tomorrow from noon until 4:00.